Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, July 1st. Unless you've been on vacation this past week, and why would you be? There's nowhere to go. You already know that many advertisers are boycotting Facebook, and that number is growing. As of production time, the list of brands going silent on social media's biggest platform topped 200, and it could be well north of that by now. Big names boycotting Facebook range from Coca-Cola and rival PepsiCo to Unilever, Hershey's, Levi Strauss, Ford, Honda, and Microsoft. A group of leading civil rights organizations, including the Anti-Defamation League and the NAACP, started the boycott in mid-June. Dubbed Stop Hate for Profit, the initiative encourages advertisers to halt their Facebook ad campaigns for the month of July for ethical reasons. The organizers say Facebook has failed to prevent hate speech and incitement to violence. They also accuse the social media platform of spreading misinformation and suppressing black votes. The campaign is intended to pressure Facebook into taking stronger stances against hate speech and falsehoods spread on the platform. In May, as reported here previously, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey took the unusual step of putting fact-check warnings on President Trump's tweets about mail-in voting. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told Fox News he didn't think social media platforms should be in the position of determining whether users are telling the truth or not. I believe strongly that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online, Zuckerberg told Fox News. The company did not apply a fact-check label to President Trump's Facebook posts about mail-in votes. A similar controversy erupted in late May over the two platforms' differing policies about a Trump tweet concerning the protests over racial injustice. In that tweet, the president suggested that looting would lead to shooting. Twitter affixed a warning label to the tweet, saying it violated the company's rule against glorifying violence. Facebook took no action. Hundreds of employees staged a virtual walkout to protest Zuckerberg's decision. Zuckerberg defended it as upholding free speech. It was after this controversy that civil rights groups began their campaign to persuade brands to boycott Facebook. The Stop Hate for Profit campaign swiftly gathered momentum. And though organizers targeted Facebook, the effects rippled throughout the social media world. Several companies said they are halting all social media advertising, no matter the platform. Among them is Unilever, one of the world's largest consumer packaged goods companies and one of Facebook's biggest advertisers. On Friday, the multinational business issued a statement saying it won't advertise on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter through the end of the year. Unilever's biggest rival, Procter & Gamble, is reportedly weighing whether or not to join the boycott. As more and more advertisers joined the initiative, Facebook defended its record of contending with hate speech, but it also began responding to the pressure. Last Friday, Zuckerberg announced a number of new policies intended to, quote, connect people with authoritative information about voting, crack down on voter suppression, and fight hate speech. The company will now affix warning labels to speech it assesses as harmful. But Facebook won't remove posts that violate its own hate speech policies if it deems them newsworthy, according to an advertising industry publication called The Drum. Civil rights groups criticized Facebook's response as incremental. The platform's policy changes may have intended to quell public outrage, but they seem to have had the opposite effect. Following Facebook's announcement, more advertisers joined the boycott. Wall Street took notice of the big advertisers fleeing the platform. By early this week, Facebook was down about $80 billion in market value, according to the New York Times. But the paper also noted that most of Facebook's advertising revenue comes from small and medium-sized companies. The loss of advertising dollars amounts to only about 6% of its revenue so far. As it gains notoriety, the boycott is making waves in all corners of the social media world. Early this week, Reddit announced big changes. The company banned about 2,000 channels called subreddits, where it said hate speech could not be controlled. Among those channels are The Donald, which attracts thousands of far-right users. And it banned a subreddit called Chapo Trap House, populated by people on the far left, according to Axios. YouTube banned white nationalist accounts, including David Duke's. Twitch, a live streaming platform used by gamers, temporarily suspended President Trump's channel outright. In the meantime, civil rights groups are continuing to pressure Facebook to take stronger steps to quell hate speech and misinformation. Among other demands, activists want Facebook to commit to removing hate groups from the site to ensure accuracy in political and voting matters, and for the company to provide assistance to people who say they have been harassed on the social media platform. Whether the boycott will spur fundamental changes at Facebook over the long haul remains to be seen. But one thing is clear, there is indeed great power in the purse. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if this is the first time you've heard our show, hit that subscribe button. That way you'll never miss a single episode. Thanks for listening. I'm David Brown. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.